I was calling for Karen.
You may ask who you're calling.
This is Rodney Hausman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Okay, give me one moment while I see if she's available.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, this is Ron Hausman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hi, Ron.
I have you on the speakerphone, and all of the board members of the Board of Equalization are sitting here. And we are ready to hear your appeals regarding the two parcels of property that you've sent to us.
Correct.
That are in Cross Creek, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct, yes.
We're ready anytime you are to discuss these properties.
Okay. Thank you very much. My name is Karen Feliz, and I'm kind of filling in for Mr. Browning, who's had a scheduling conflict, so I'm going to do the best I can. I have done appeal hearings in the past. I was with a county, so I understand the concept here. I just don't do appeals a lot, so this direction. So, we have 125 and 126, but they're basically in the same shopping center. So the information is pretty much the same, I believe. This is GW Foods, who owns a multitude of small grocery stores and farmers markets, Save-A-Lots, those type of things throughout the, it looks like it's Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas for the most part, but. And he has put up several of these centers in Missouri, where he put in the grocery store and went in and then put up a little strip center afterwards. Sometimes afterwards, sometimes at the same time, I'm not sure when these were built, but seems to have some vacancy issues, especially in the little strip parts. I heard obviously he's got his own grocery stores and anchoring, but so what he has asked us to do is look at it because of the vacancy that he's perceived in his centers. And on the parcel, with the docket number 125, he's indicated that building's been vacant for over a year. And so I just went down and used some kind of market rents or market things at $5 and vacancies. I stuck in a little money for expenses and used a 10 cap on that and came out with around $120,000 in the case. And like I said, the place has been vacant for over a year. And the owner is paying taxes and, well, obviously he's paying everything on that one since it's been vacant. But on the 126 center, which is just the main part of the strip center, we did get some information, I believe you've got in your packet there, where it's, he sent a INE, his information, fairly recently, so I didn't have a chance to look at too close here, but I took out the interest, obviously. But when I ran, I guess, the initial income and expenses, he's over 38% vacant in the center, just mostly in the strip part. He has a pharmacy in there, but and a Pizza World and a payday loan, but let's see, after I got the dollar, again, used 10 cap on there. I only used dollar square foot on that, which would be more like a triple net lease, but I don't think that these are, he appears to be paying taxes on most of them, at least, if not taxes and insurance, and then maybe some or all of the cans. I'm not sure. I didn't see much information on cans, except maybe one little note. So he could be paying about $3 a square foot. So that again is a little bit underestimated, but if you use a 10 cap put on that information, it comes in right about $1.5 million on that parcel. And I think we included, not here yesterday when they sent it, but they sent his, looks like they sent the utilities, insurance, taxes, maintenance that he's paid, and what he's received on rent, which don't include that 6,400 feet there, but it's been vacant, so he didn't have any information on it. I'm assuming that 6,400 feet is included in the expense load, so I put 34,300 in the divided the 101,000, which is the 276 minus the interest expense, and that's where I get the $3. So that's not noted on there, but that's about what he was spending. And I think that includes, and I think they also included the leases that we had on the file. And then just some cap rate information, but not sure what all they got in there, but that was to explain about the 10 cap, which is about, if I look on the retail banker centers, the investors saying it says 10.3, but we've rounded off to 10. So I guess that's where most of the information came from. Do you have any questions?
Well, we have the information that you sent us up on the wall, and we're all looking at that, so we're
okay. We're
digesting all of this now.
Sure. And I talk really fast.
But
I think the owner is mostly concerned about his vacancy issues.
But help me if I'm incorrect. The valuation that you placed on the vacant building to start with was $120,000, and you placed $1.5 million on the entire complex.
No, that's not including the 64,000 square foot building.
Say that again?
The 1.5 on the 0472 is just for that parcel. It doesn't include the 6,400 square foot building.
Right. Which is a separate parcel.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Yeah. It's an economic unit, but they're separate parcels, so I just went ahead and made two separate workouts for them.
On the vacancy one, we've recognized as we review this that the land value on that road frontage vacant lot is just $10,000. I'd have some question on that being a correct figure for property value on just the land. So I don't know that if you adjusted the land to, what is the building, did you say next to it, 30,000? Check on the Dollar General.
That one, I think it was 33,000.
33,000, if we adjusted that. I don't know whether we can do very much help on that one at all. If we, our job here is to... a board of equalization, we have to consider all factors like that where we find, I know that's more than a $10,000 lot, Winterber especially. So I don't know how much help we can give you on that one, but on the other one I think there could be some assistance maybe given to the price. What can I get an opinion from the assessor on the big property and his concern there is there two vacant buildings there, I mean two vacant openings in that, because you named off about four businesses that are in that, the pharmacy, the pizza place,
and the payday loan, and then the Sunfest Market. But there's 6 vacant spaces at 1,800 square feet each, for a total of 10,800 square feet of vacant space. That has been there for a while, vacant.
Right. I didn't realize that there was that many of those built. So they're extremely long and narrow.
Correct. They are.
You don't have enough income approach to see nothing.
Mm-hmm. And that's sitting back. You know, there's a couple of, five parcels in front of them on the state highway, and then they sit back towards Sunrise, that main parcel. You should have an excellent mapping system. I was able to look at some of your maps.
I'm going to make a recommendation on the one single parcel over there with the building on it because of the land value that we leave it the same.
Well, if, okay.
So it'll be a denial.
If in fact you were to increase the land value so that it's of equal value with all the others, would you consider the building itself as...
As lowering a building to that same percentage, that's the reason.
Or I'm just asking what your suggestion is.
That's what I'm recommending, that we go ahead and increase the land value and lower the building. It, because it has been vacant, we lower the building. And on the other, I'm waiting for to get all this summarized up. I didn't think there were six of those that were vacant, and it's kind of thrown me off a little bit on what I was trying to figure out here.
Yeah, it's been vacant for a while, and I think that's why the ownership has asked us to look at it, because just not had any real luck getting those, and even the little building, not leased up at all, so.
Right.
Chuck, did you have any recommendation on this property at all?
Go along with Danny's thought of the vacant one. Well, we know it's been vacant quite a while, and that's not good, but I think if it was out on the market, it would certainly be worth what we've got it on for, so I would be in favor of leaving it alone and change land and improvements if you wanted to, but I think that's the right track. The big place, just frankly, I'm not that hot rod on income approach. We don't have a sales comparison approach.
Well, income approach is what sales approaches are based on.
Well, okay. Anyhow. I don't have a recommendation on that.
On the big one, but didn't you have total improvements? I mean, you were shut down for a while back when the tornado come through, and so basically everything in that split that in half, and everything in that one side where the Sunfest is and the other buildings is brand new construction, because it was totally redone on the inside also. Because of the...
Well, it hasn't helped with their vacancy issue if they've been redone.
Right. I'm trying to figure all this out so that I can give you a fair and equal value on it, but I can't get my hands around... Per square foot, did you say that was $3?
What their expense load is?
You give the $3 value to the square foot?
Well, the $3 value was the expenses of what the ownership is spending per square foot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's just expense load. His rent is running anywhere from 7 to... 13,
and then there's a 16, I believe, in there on the pharmacy, because he's got the, so there's a drive-through down there, too. But I use 13 as a more normal, you know, a kind of a main, that's what I used on the rest of the vacant square footage, just to give me a value. Well, I'm going to make a motion to set the big building at 1.8. You asked for 1.5. It's set at 2.1 something.
Yeah, 2.195.
So I'm going to make that in the form of a motion.
All right.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number 2014-126 at $1.8 million. It's appraised value. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Was I understand, Dan, that on the building itself, the 2014-125, you're asking the assessor to equalize the lot value and to
reduce
the building by the same amount. In essence, he could do that, but you would still need to deny the request so that the value would remain the same.
Okay.
Chuck understands, I think, where we're headed.
Yes, sir.
So I'll make a motion to deny and then let him make the adjustment?
Right.
Okay. That's my motion.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to deny BOE number 2014-125. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Karen, we're going to send you notification of these decisions just in the next few days.
All right.
This will be effective for this year. There will also be information contained within that notification that tells you how to appeal this decision to the State Tax Commission if you desire to do that.
All righty. Thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, sir.
Bye-bye.
And all of you. Bye.
First is 003. You have a number?
816-822-7177.
And I'll be speaking with ready? We are. Yes, I'm calling for a looks like a Daniel Saylor.
Can I tell who's calling?
Yes, Ron Haskell with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hello.
Yes, sir. This is Ron Haskell with the Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you?
Good morning, or good afternoon, Ron. This is Dan Seiler, and Jacob Moody's here as well.
Dan, I have you on speakerphone, and the Board of Equalization is here, and that includes the county assessor. I have two parcels of property that you have brought before the BOE.
Two parcels?
Yes, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Is it just one? Just one parcel. Rock Ridge Villas?
That's right.
Would you like to address this appeal?
Sure. First of all, do you have the documents that we had submitted along with our property assessment appeal form?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have them up on the wall, and we're all viewing those right now.
All right. Very good. We believe that the correct assessed value of this property should be $1.46 million. Base this on our appraisal. That was a copy of which was provided to you that was prepared in January of this year for an appeal that we took on the same property to the State Tax Commission. We also based it on that State Tax Commission's decision that was issued in April that also found the property value at $1.46 million. And we base it also on the fact that the property is governed by a land use restriction agreement, which restricts rents, and under the income approach to the valuation is going to restrict its value as well.
Do you have this information hard copy here?
So this is a state tax commission opinion that's already been rendered, and then the property was raised or something? I'm trying to figure out exactly what the last statement you made was, that this was put before the state tax commission. That's part of your evidence.
Yeah, we appealed the 2011 and 2012 taxes. That was taken through the state tax commission.
Okay.
And the state tax commission issued its order, a copy of which was provided with our appeal, determining that the appraisal that was submitted was substantial and persuasive evidence of the value at $1.46 million. And that was upheld by the state tax commission at $1.46 million.
Do you have anything to say to that, Chuck? If you don't, I'm going to make a motion.
Go ahead, Chuck.
As we're looking at the decision, this is one of those state appeals that was here when I got here, and I, since it was a tax credit, Section 42, I didn't spend any money to do anything about it. They won that, or they got that determination, as I showed. And I think I've visited with these folks. I think they let 13 get by without appealing, and so this appeal would be for 14. Am I correct on that?
Let me ask you a question, sir. I'm reading, I just got this that I'm going through, and it said that the owner appealed the assessor's valuation of the property for 11 and 12. The tax commission issued an order on April 25th, 2014 in favor of the owner, establishing this at the value that you have stated, and that it is binding for the years 2013 and 2014.
That's what we believe as well.
And then this further reads, that section provides if a taxpayer successfully appeals the valuation of the tax commission, then the next following and all subsequent years, the basis upon which the assessor must base future assessments shall be the basis established by the successful appeal. It looks to me like, let me hand this to Chuck, like that's been the decision that has already been written.
Now, we believe that valuation is binding on 2013 and 14.
Unless I'm reading that wrong.
Okay, I may be ignorant on this, but this decision came
well, it says there on that page before, Chuck, 25th, I think, of April, 14. There it is. This year.
So, I don't think... Well, let me ask a question. How do you go back and change 13 unless the DOE wants to do a refund abatement? I mean...
I don't think it even comes to DOE. The State Tax Commission ordered it be done and have bound us to that amount, if I'm not mistaken.
And
help me out here. We got a 13 value established at $2.2 million.
Right.
And we've gone through the year of 2013.
Yep.
We're in 2014, and we get this decision.
Yep.
That says that 13 should have been at that value. How do you go back to that value?
Write them a check. Go back and establish that amount for 2013 as per order of the State Tax Commission. Then the collector will be called upon to refund those dollars to that taxpayer. That's how I understand that.
Okay.
And then in 2014, we roll that value back per the State Tax Commission order, the same as it should have been for 2013. That's my understanding, Chuck. I might be wrong, but
that's easy. I got that, my hands on that, the first part.
It will be that you'll be drafting a check, or we will, but it will come from the proceeds of monies that they have available still coming in from 13, probably back taxes, et cetera. That is my guess, anyway. Mr. Seiler?
Yes.
Let me tell you this. We're going to make my suggestion is, well, let me speak for the whole board, that we make a call to the State Tax Commission. I understand that there is an order here in front of us from the State Tax Commission. And then it's also my belief that we are to comply with that order. And in which case, I'm fairly confident that that's what we're going to be doing.
Well, there's also a state statute over and above what the State Tax Commission is that also provides that the assessor cannot raise the valuation if there's been no improvements made to the property. I indicated that in my letter to the board. It's a Missouri section 137.345. Unless there's been improvements made to the properties since the time that the determination of the amount was made, which there has not been any improvements to the property in the last 4 years.
Well, Mr. Seiler, you really don't have an issue with this board. The board didn't know that this was a State Tax Commission decision until just a few moments ago. Let me address the young lady at the end of the table who's with the county clerk's office. County clerk serves as the secretary for the Board of Equalization, and have us follow up on this, and we'll get back with you ASAP.
Very good.
My recommendation to the board is, at present time, to comply with the State Tax Commission order. And Christy, you have all information, phone number. She's the one that gave it to me. And we'll be back with you in ASAP.
Very good. Thank you.
Hold on just a minute. Any other board members have comments before? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Are there others that we have here that we have STC rulings on? No, just that one.
No, and generally the State Tax Commission order is from 2011 to 2012 for the first page.
Well, I understand that, but I'm talking about on down where it says that we're ordered.
Right. In the past, I'm just telling you from what
I was told. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Well, the issue is we have the State Tax Commission ordering us to do a certain thing.
4/11 and 12.
Do you have any reason to believe we shouldn't do what the State Tax Commission has said?
It's just a question of how to get 13 and 14.
It says all subsequent years after that. It means
15
to
16
to 17. In the past, they have changed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
I haven't found what you're saying there. I see, as Christy's bringing it up, that it says 11 and 12. That's falling off long easy. Going back to commission days, I can remember where the assessor, as Christy mentioned, the following year, in this case it would be 2013, would put the value back on. Now, that wasn't the case here because we didn't get the decision until 14. But there was times that would happen, and I didn't understand at that time. In fact, we had an attorney sitting with us that it had to be done. And again, I may have my conversations mixed up here, but I think in visiting with these folks, they made comment that they missed 13. Now, it may be a different, may have been a different party that I was talking to, but they had missed their opportunity to get 13 changed because they didn't make an appeal again for 13. My understanding, they would have had to appeal for 13 as well. And
this may, my additional reading here, since you've been talking, may answer. Here's two sentences. Pursuant to Section 137.345, subsection 5, the assessor must use the state tax amendment valuation in 2013 and 14 and future years as well, and cannot raise the valuation if there have been no improvements made to the property. Further on down under remedies, it says, we ask that the valuation of this property be set at $1,460,000 for tax years 2013 and 2014, and a proportionate refund be made for any taxes paid for the years 2013 and 2014.
Now, that's not the order that you're looking at. That's what those attorneys have sent you. Can you show me that on the order? That's not the order from the tax commission.
I beg your pardon?
That's from those attorneys. Again, I'm straining my memory here to make this.
Here's what the attorneys were drawing it from.
Okay.
The order, pretty simple, is the assessed valuation for the subject property is determined by the assessor for Taney County for the subject tax that is set aside. The assessed value for the subject property for tax years 11 and 12 is set at $277,400, which comes to the valuation that the state tax commission can determine the appraised value, correct?
That's what it showed.
And then the law says that that cannot be raised unless there have been improvements to the property by the assessor's office. So,
that's what that said?
That would be in an even number year. But that in 2013 that came around, and then we had
I would say that property could never gain in value.
Reassessment.
Unless there are increases, right?
Unless there are new construction or something.
Okay, well,
and that may be what it says, but that's not been my understanding.
Okay, can we have you address this, and then we can follow a recommendation that you made regarding this parcel and the state tax commission order? But during BOE.
First thought that comes to mind is I can email the state tax commission and ask how this works. Save us getting another attorney to look at it.
You bet. That'd be great.
Okay. You bet. We can do that.
I will
do that afterwards.
I, for one, will be delighted to follow whatever that advice is.
Yeah, just give him that order and have him come back with a recommendation.
Or do you want to call back and argue those points with?
No.
I'm serious.
That's my understanding.
Give
I think Christy has the same understanding, but I'm all for getting the word from an attorney at the state to see if we're on the right track.
Was the next a phone?
Is it phone or?
Mm-hmm. It's.
What if we can go ahead and skip ahead then come back?
I need to look at it real quick. It won't take us 2 minutes. It's down Brass and Iron Lane where they haven't even built any of the roads.
Do what?
Brass Lantern, what's it called? Down there in Cedar Creek?
Yeah.
It's where they haven't even built any roads.
I spoke to this man.
It's. We've got like 41 of them, 42 that they all need to be around 8,100.
Travesty is almost the term I believe I'd use, or word I'd use.
see where this is from.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and hit Matt. What's his name?
Yeah.
And zoom out.
Is this down where the lady built the, going to build the airport? There it is.
They don't have roads to it. And we've got those at 42,000 and 38,000 and something like this. The one.
Move back in.
Due east is at 8,100.
Last year.
I think that's what he's asking for.
Suggestions, and then we come back to this individual.
Do we even want it for years? Hey, Danny, what do you think? He must be a rich guy. Or he be able to pay. Chuck, what are your thoughts on that one, real quick? Are they
that,
even worth
that number there?
Are they even worth the 8,100?
Are we not up to done? There we go.
Yeah, that's what we're on, and I.
Get that in my program error right quick. Sorry.
$37,600.
Yeah. It's 10 times too high. Maybe $3,700. But even that.
The lots
even
have been.
That might be twice too high.
The lots have been sold. The airport's not. The promises haven't been kept, and that's what we're trying to deal with on this, or?
Yeah, if you look at their.
Got it. Well, let's move. 561, 795. I was looking at your screen that had the number on it before.
Two different directions.
0604. Are we all wanting to talk with them right now?
We want to set a value at $3,500 each.
Well, does he have, before we do that, does he have a recommended opinion?
There was no recommended.
There's something there about 1540, it looks like. This parcel is located due east of my lot.
This has a value of 1540, which puts it at that $8,100. That's why I asked if your opinion, are they even worth 8,100? And you said no.
No, right. Probably 1540. But you all can pick that. They've been on since 2009 at this 37.6, probably when he bought them in 2009. So.
They don't have any access road or. Other than the airport was supposed to be built. And
this kind of fits to Steve Creedon's that y'all lowered to 5,000 or whatever, except, again, probably 10 times that bad. You can't even. Yeah, it's not good.
Have we set a low? What do we set for the low end?
530 has been what James had in for the lowest value of a lot.
What does that make the appraised value?
100 assessed. Oh, 530 appraised, $100 assessed.
You got enough cedar off there to pay that.
What, 290 by 150?
I just clicked down there, and there's one at 10,000. I don't know why the difference in that same area, but. Oh, I know why. That's in the name of the developer. So James probably put on, had a developer value on that lot, and then when they sold, he put whatever they sold for.
Guys, do you want me to make the call, or are you going to?
The next one's 37.6.
I just figured we could come up with a value and then call them, or do you want to call them first? We're going to be on their side, I believe.
They didn't ask for a value.
They did not ask for a specific.
Let's find out the annual value and then go off of that. Let them be the lead into this.
Okay.
Dunn, this is Ron Houseman with Tandy County Board of Equalization. We were calling to chat with you about some parcels of property that you had appealed. You can reach us back through the county clerk's office at area code 417-546-7249. Thank you.
Well, if you guys want to hang your hat on me, I'll make a recommendation to set them at 530.
Do you know if they have access road to it?
Not that I can see.
If they don't have access road to it, I would agree to that. But
I've been gone for a couple of years. Has there been anything happen down there since I left?
I don't know of anything.
I haven't heard of anything good.
I was down there last summer along there, and there's a locked gate. You can't even get into that property, but it didn't look to me like it's cleared off where the airport was going to be or whatever, but it doesn't look like there's much going on down there at all. But that was last summer.
I don't care to take the assessor's recommendation on that for sure. If there's no access to it and it's just a lot out in the middle of, because that airport's going to grow up in brush. Maybe be a change in it if they actually do something there, but 560 is the minimum. Yeah. Is it 560 or 530, Chuck?
530, I believe.
530. I make a motion to set the value at 530 at the recommendation of the assessor.
Second. Oh, go ahead.
A motion made and seconded to set the valuation of BOE numbers 201402, 3, and 4 at 530. Discussion. I would mention that this individual has four parcels. Appealed to three that have $37,000 valuation and didn't appeal to one that has $9,400 valuation.
I was thinking he had four parcels when I talked to him. So what's the value of the fourth one?
$9,400 instead of $37,000.
So does he have access?
I'm sorry.
Does he have access on the parcel?
I'm assuming they're all right there together.
The other one's all the way to the left. You have to drag.
No, that's not for. He's appealed three and left the other one alone. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
I would just let Chuck handle that in new assessment year.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mr. Sprague, good afternoon. How are you all?
Good, how are you?
Good.
You want to come up to the mic there?
I want to apologize ahead of time for my voice. This time of day is a lot worse, so if you can't hear me, boy, be sure and tell me. That's why I brought my daughter Angie, in case I get to where I can't even talk at all. I'm going to let her do some talking. And also my wife, she was going to come. She had to go to a funeral, but she told me, she said, you take Angie with you, and if you start scratching your head whenever you're talking, well, she can tell you to quit. But this has got all to do with my disease I've got, but I'm not asking for sympathy. But anyway, I appreciate you board members taking the time to hear what I've got to say about my property. And I've got some stuff to pass out for you.
Thank you, sir.
First property we'll look at is the hotel, Clarion Hotel. And one of the properties, I think we can just go ahead and scratch it. It's the condo. Your office told me that it was in a TIF and you couldn't do anything about it. Is that correct?
No. No, that's not correct.
It isn't?
No.
Well, I didn't do much with that because they told me they had to go through the city.
No.
The parcel that he would be talking about would be the first one that's listed that's 029.409. So if we could go to that. It's a condominium. It's at Branson Landing. And if I'm not mistaken, we're looking at a total valuation of $513,553. Is that right, Chuck? Is that what you have?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what you have?
Yeah.
Oh, there. It's on the wall. Okay.
You know, we've received notices in the past asking us if it was for commercial use or residential use. And of course, that's our home. We live there. And it is not commercial. So I didn't know if they were taxing us on the commercial rate or residential.
It's all residential, according to what is on the screen there.
Christy, pull up that particular condo and the location. That's not it.
That's not it.
It's just where it's drawn. The condos, they're stacked on top of each other, so the map is drawn.
To just to hit the top?
Is your condo even shaped like that?
I'm sure exactly what. I can't.
Go ahead and go up. That's all right.
Actually, this is the lakeside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's right here.
Second one in.
Uh-huh.
No.
No, down.
No.
Next one down.
Right there.
Right
here, right?
Where's the
building north?
Where's the building south?
Over here. Here's the fountains right here.
Center.
Yeah. That's the fountains.
Yeah. Okay, it's the one
up
here on this side.
And well, the way it's drawn, do we have? It's not accurate on the map. But they have to put it somewhere. Does that make sense, what Christy's saying?
8833. There may be.
Anyway, I want to apologize. I didn't do much work on that because they told me I couldn't do anything about it.
Yes.
I do know that a lot of the values have dropped in those condos. There's a lot of been foreclosed on. And $4,800 just seems like an awful lot of money for taxes a year.
If you... that one right there. Would you check to see what? No, on up. Right there.
Blanket ship.
Now that, the way the map's drawn is what we're trying to understand. But as that happened before when we drew the union,
I don't know.
You know,
I never remember clicking on one and having it on the other side of the building.
Multi-little
building, so you can't build two parcels onto. This is condo. There's a condo here and a condo here. You can't map them on top of each other. So when they draw the map, they have to put one of them somewhere. So what happened to the condo that's over there? Well, I mean...
And it's not even shaped like that, is it?
Usually they're closed.
Well, you don't have a V angle.
No, he's showing you where it's at up there.
No, and of course, like she says, there's five levels, so and we're on the fourth level. So I don't know how you would show it like that on a drawing. Unless you look face, you know, on it, at the face of it.
Let me ask this question. Let's start here. This says the base area is 2107. and I see that. My question is that to the correct condo?
You mean that square footage?
Yes.
It is 2,100. It's three bedroom.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
Do you have a value you think it should be?
You know, like I say, Brandon, I got to apologize. I didn't even try to do any work on it at all, get any comparatives or anything, because they said we couldn't do anything about it. We had to go through the city because of the TIF.
Do you have anything, Chuck, on
Ron
that?
Ron is digging up our sales. Right here. I do find it interesting that the in our history, starting back in 07, it's gone up twice since 07. The value's been raised. Okay, we've got a 408. We're on 409. I'd have to pull up the square feet. We got 15. We've got a here we go. 21. Oh, that goes way back though.
Here's the 13. It's right down at the bottom.
What 408 sell for?
We got 408 sold for 209 in April of last year. I'm sorry. Yeah, April of last year. And it's 1607. Well, she's got it up here now. It's 1607, so it's smaller. It sold for 209. We had one a year before, same size, that sold for 297.
I'd put it in the $275,000 range if you did it per square foot.
If you take per square foot, is that what you're doing? Usually, Dwight, I want to apologize for the way this mapping looks to us. I know it looks very confusing to you, but we take per square foot on these and we take comparables. There's no way that we can take a comparable if we don't even see the unit setting anywhere close to where it's setting, and to compare another unit that size in that general area, you can't do it. So, Brandon, I take your approach as per square foot.
Tag one that's the same. That's our, I mean, that's my.
Yeah, I can't tell you, Jack. Go ahead and give me the square footage and what you had.
Well, his is 2107, it's $130 a square foot on that recent sale. You said was $209,000 for
$299. The most recent sale we've got close to that size is $209
for 1607 square foot.
Yeah.
So you divide that out, I believe it's $130. Multiply that by the 2107, and you get right at 275.
275.
Can Kathy explain her how this map works for you? Y'all had concern of.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
what's your question?
This particular, I'm sorry. Surprise.
Yes.
We're looking at this condo, and the map shows it over here on this corner, but it's actually over
right
here.
There.
So they were curious of how we would be that far.
There should be, you should be able to turn on the numbers. There should be, if you go over here to the left, you should be able to turn on your partial annotation and lot numbers will give you more, and your partial annotation will give you more information. And you'll be able to tell better where you're.
But the issue is
there's 201.
We pull up his property and it highlights it. One that's on the other side of the building.
Okay, and this I will look into this when I get back to the office. But okay. If you'll look at your parcel numbers, 302, 01, and 3, they're put in there
by plat because they're stacked.
Okay.
When you get the plats, there's several on top, and they're stacked like that, and they just put them into the pit. But I will look at this particular one and make sure it matches the plat.
Okay.
But that's the best way I can tell you, is just to look at
Thank you.
But okay. even if you stack them, they should be in that location, right?
Depends on if they had room. I came in here not. I haven't looked at this plat. I would have to pull the plats and look at the plats and see how they are. But, and this may be an error. It may be the poly layer was given the wrong number. And that's why I said I'll look at it when I get back. But I need to pull the plats to see how they are laid out. And then I can answer that better.
We do have the right. Condo numbers here on the right in that column. Is that what that is?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
I don't even see mine.
Let's see, yours
I'm
is.
I'm in 409.
You might have to scroll over or go up a little bit.
I don't think you made any decisions on others based on this.
Getting close.
There we go. The good thing is we got the right square feet, so we're happy
Yay.
To get that. Okay.
But he's saying his condo's over on the other side.
Yeah, it's showing it in the left corner, and it's over on the right corners.
Okay. Well, let me go pull some flats, and I'll make sure that we're correct.
If you're facing the lake, it's on the left.
You're south of the fountain, right?
North of
no.
the fountain.
North.
North, exactly north.
Yeah.
Up the lake.
Those are the fountains right there. Yeah.
If you're standing and looking off my patio, the fountain's right here to your right.
Right. Okay.
The north is looking up the lake, Lake Taneycomo.
Brandon?
I move to set the value at $275,000.
I'll second that motion.
Motion is made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number 2014-30 at 2.9, excuse me.
Like I said, based on information given by the assessor for current sales?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
At $275,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Before we go any farther, I have a question. I hope that...
3-7-3.
Let me say this in a kind way. I hope we haven't made any other decisions based on the way the map looks. When we scroll to that particular mapping and we go down the line for comparables. So I do wish you would check that out, make sure that we haven't done that. Chuck, I don't think there's been but one or two in this hearing, but.
We did a bunch of those 2 years ago.
We did a whole bunch of them, and I still don't understand that process, but we'll move on. I know Dwight needs to move on here with this.
Next piece of property, the one that you started with, was the Clarion with Buckingham's Restaurant, I think.
Mm-hmm. The packet I gave you is for the hotel. The first part there is a comparison of revenue for up to June 2 of for the last 12 months up to May. Through June the 8th, and you know it's a bad thing to say, but the hotel business in Branson is getting worse and worse, and you can see by this a steady decline, and you can see on the first page there where our current occupancy for the 12 months is 49.14%, and that's just terrible. And I'm sure all of you know that Branson's in trouble if we don't get something else there to bring more people in. We just don't have enough people to go around and all the business that's been built. And the second page is the room revenue through June the 8th. And you'll see from 13 to 14, we're down already $80,000 so far this year in 14. So it's just a constant trend on the way down income. Is this, by the way, I meant to ask, is this confidential information that I'm giving out, or is it public?
No, it's public information. It's public. You're being broadcast.
Is it something you wish to remain confidential?
Well, I really don't care for my competitors. Yeah.
No, I understand.
Yeah. And yet, I don't think you have to give that, Dwight, as far as announcing the cross there. I understand what you're saying about what you do on your revenue stream. I would like to know how many rooms you have. I'd like to go. That's the way we've approached these others, and
you'll see. I've got that, Danny.
Okay, but can you just give it to us? And we've got a chart here, and we write this all out. And
I made a comparison with the Radisson, the Grand Victorian, the Grand Plaza. I made these comparisons, and that's in this information that I gave you.
Right.
And I've got the taxes for 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013. And when you go through those, you'll see that you may want to jot this down, that the Radisson in 2010 paid $202,127.69. In 2011, they paid $110,723. It dropped almost in half. And if you look at mine started off at $83,000 and went up to $88,000, went up every year. The best comparison of those that I gave you is the Grand Victorian. They have 151 rooms. I've got 166. And the reason I say it's probably the best comparison because they copied off of our plans when they built it. So it's very similar. And if you'll see in 2010, Grand Victorian's taxes were $67,978. Mine was $83,758. In 2011, the Grand Victorian paid $69,461. I paid $85,556. In 2012, the Grand Victorian taxes was $70,387. I paid $87,000. Then last year, their taxes was $71,491. Mine was $88,509. Same comparison. Same, almost exactly the same hotel.
$166 rooms.
Mm-hmm. Radisson has 472. Grand Victorian 151. The Grand Plaza has 199. We have 166, and that's on the information I gave you. If you'll look at the last sheets of what I gave you, you'll see I put 2013 up first, and you'll see how many I've got, the number of rooms, the market value, the value per room, and also the taxes. Another way I think it's fair to compare, if you take the market value and divide it by the number of rooms, you'll see that on each one of these, for example, let's look at the Radisson. Have I lost you completely?
No,
we're debating all the figures that you put in front of us as you're talking,
right,
so
okay.
We're doing both.
Okay, for 2013 for the Radisson, that figures that if you take the market value and the assessed value, figure the market value, that's $14,830 per room is what the Radisson would be valued at. If you look at the Grand Victorian, their market value and the 151 rooms, it comes up to $28,933 per room.
Diane, let me interrupt you for a second.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking that we get this information back so it's not public.
We're going to give all of our information
okay.
back.
Okay. I was just...
The Grand Plaza, which used to be the Grand Ramada, it's Grand Plaza now, it figures up to be $29,271 per room. And with the valuation that you gave me, Ours is $32,594 per room, which, you know, comparing all the different hotels, that's a lot more than what they're valued at.
Dwight, we had set a amount per room for the motels in Branson. We understand that your motel is a little nicer than some of the others, but it doesn't reach $32,000. As a matter of fact, the amount per room that we come to on those with elevators and corridors, the tops, as we started out, was $16,000, and we ended up dropping that to $13,000 per room, which with your restaurant and all that, we would have to make that a little bit more. We would have to evaluate the whole thing a little bit more. But I'm guessing somewhere around $15,000 to $16,000 a room, if that would be satisfactory to you.
In the Grand Palace, it has a restaurant. The Radisson has a restaurant also.
Right.
So they all have restaurants. The Grand Victorian has a place of fixed hot food, breakfast, and so forth. I don't know if they call it a restaurant or not, but basically we all have the same amenities.
Gentlemen, if you utilize the figure of 15, you reach $2,490,000. Currently, we're at $5,408,943.
And I want to emphasize that we're using your motel as a high-end motel, but we've already established that we're going to use $13,000 on some of the nicer motels. So this would be $15,000 per unit. Is that right, Ron?
No, I'm just saying using that figure. We haven't made that pick, though. I was just letting you know what that amount would be.
Well,
we have a couple of others we've considered that. There's 166 rooms. That'd be 2.490. If you wish to look at that at some other figure, then just tell me what that is, and I'll plug that in.
Well, here's the...
I think with the three upper echelon that Dwight was speaking at, there's a couple of those that we're going to have to address as well. Down, yeah, potentially. But
you know, the Radisson just sold.
Now, that was 13.5.
It ended up being $1,100 per room. Not 11,000. That's what the high bid was.
Right.
$1,100, which is a little over $5 million for 472 rooms. So that tells you what the market is in Branson, when you can sell that type of building for a little over $5 million.
I don't know. I asked the question to the board and to Dwight if we considered $15,000 per room for the entire motel unit, all of it together with the restaurant and everything. That $15,000 room, if that would be sufficient. We have, before, the reason I'm trying to explain that is before we have used a nice $13,000 figure on the nicer motels, but not the ones, there's four or five that you have given as comps. And I don't care to lower it from there, from the $15,000, but That's left up to the board, but that's where I'm at on the.
Has that been in the past, Danny, or is that just recently?
This is what we're doing this year.
This year, okay.
Yeah, we realize property values have dipped greatly, and so that's. Chuck, you were here when we established the $13,000 per room with the corridors. I mean, that's what we had it at 15.5, and we dropped it to 13,000. Now we're trying to evaluate one of the nicer motels in the area. Do you have a recommendation? If you want to drop it more, I would certainly consider that.
Chuck, do you have any?
No comment. I mean, you all been doing those numbers. Yeah, I didn't know that.
We were just trying to be consistent with the numbers, and he has. Didn't you say there that one of those comparables you had was 16,000 a room, and some of them that varied on up?
Yes, the Radisson was the lowest.
It's what?
14.8.
So that's, yeah, so that's closer to 15 that I was stating. Now, that was from comparable of last year? Or
2013.
Okay. Yes.
And again, I emphasize it sold for $1,100.
Right, right.
You know, this is off the subject, but just to let you know, like I say, some of the problems that Branch is having now, I had lunch with someone yesterday that went to one of the real popular shows, and Branch has been doing real well, and they had 45 people in the afternoon show and 78 at night.
Yeah.
And if you look at... Sad. Oh, it's terrible. Sad. If you look at what happened, though, look a few years ago, back in the 1990s, look at the entertainers that we had here in Branson. And now about the only one, you know, nationally known is Mickey Gilley. And we had all of them for a while, built all the theaters. And it's sad to drive down 76 and see the empty buildings and the things that's happening now. But hopefully, I mean, I'm positive on the area. I think that we've got some things about to happen that's going to help us a bunch. And we definitely need the help.
Mm-hmm. What did you, Ron, you showed us a figure of slightly 13.5, and you did, what were you thinking, Brandon? I'm all right with anything in that range with his comparables.
I was looking at the 15 range.
15? Ron, I know you had a couple of figures there that you were working with, and from 13.5 up to 15, and we have 14.8 with. Let's do 14. That's the difference there. I mean, I'm just saying that we're dealing with a higher end motel that there's very few comps for. We established early in the meetings that we weren't going to do over 13.
Well, you know, I feel like the ones those four I listed here are pretty comparable. I think we're right in line with them.
I'm going to say, what do you?
That's. I just pulled back up what you had asked me. That was 13.5.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, zero.
Zero. I got you fixed up good.
My hotel's zero, and I don't have a condo anymore.
You got extra room here on that. Boy, that was something. I'd be glad to show you that again, man. Gentlemen, I'll entertain a motion. If we're going to establish it lower than what we had talked about, then we need to keep that in mind for the others as well. But at 13.5, if that's where you're going to be, that's...
2.241. And 15 is at 2.490.
Rhonda, do you understand what we're, how we're discussing this? Do you have any comments on that at all? Our establishment of 13,000 per room for all the other motels, but we've got about four or five, and he's supplied comps for them, and so we thought 13,500 is what he's.
I agree.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I think that, you know, or I mean, I wasn't against the 15, but I mean, it's a higher end hotel by far.
Right.
The other we got
much higher. I think I've got the best hotel in Branson.
I think you do too.
Push. Yeah. And whatever that was, that's what I'm
that's where I stay. Motion
for. I'll sit up there. Oh, why
don't you come sit over here? Yeah. Thank
you.
What he's come up with.
Yeah.
Let me ask Angie one question. She gave me that answer a while ago, but we've talked several figures since then. The Radisson was 14.8.
You've got a copy of that, Danny, too.
Right. I know. Yeah. We've got a lot of stuff that we're dealing with.
That's what it was valued at last for 2013. And then it sold for considerably less than that.
Yeah. So that total was gone.
A total is 2 million. As soon as I open this up again, 324. Is that a motion, Dan?
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the BOE value of 2014-30 at $2,324,000. Dwight, once we get all the decisions in place, they're going to send all this to you in writing, which will be effective immediately. The next parcel we're looking at is 00. I'm sorry. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
Will this be effective on this coming tax year?
Yes, sir.
Good. Might survive another year. Are you ready for the next piece?
Yeah, what is it? Which one?
Let's look at the 17-2.0-04, the old funeral home.
Pardon?
First of all, I'd like to just plead ignorance on this one. I've never had a piece of property before that was a church, and I didn't realize, I guess, that I wasn't even supposed to be paying taxes. So I purchased this property in September the 9th of 2009. I paid taxes on it for 4 months, 2009. That was my portion when I bought it. And then I paid 2010, 11, 12, and 13. And this is a established church. That's all it is a church. If you want to pass this around, here's their license.
Chuck, could you address this one for us?
Not real intelligently, but I'll take a shot. We'll need our attorney again, I guess. My guess is that the church has to own the property for it to be exempt. But that's just a guess. I don't know if that's so or not. I am aware of other properties that an individual owns and rents the property to a church, and they're paying taxes on them. They're not exempt. But again, I haven't crossed that in the legal world to know how that works for certain.
I was thinking, Chuck, that I read somewhere, and I didn't bring that with me, that a piece of property that's being used as a church, and there was two or three other things they mentioned, is exempt from taxes.
That may be the case. We can certainly find out pretty quick form, I think. I guess that hasn't run by yet in my new field to find out about.
I tell you, Dwight, our direction from, and I think it is exempt, but our direction from the State Tax Commission's attorney in our schooling is anything that would be on the exempt status would be referred on to the State Tax Commission, which is nothing but a phone call between the parties. You just meet here and Chuck and unless you find out beforehand.
I think we can do this. What was our issue a few minutes ago? I was going to contact the State Tax Commission. I mean, if y'all want to put it on hold, I bet we can know tomorrow and make a decision.
On this particular piece?
I mean, how long has the church been there? I knew it was in
use. I think it was in July of 2009 that he actually started the church.
Yeah. So I don't have any problem with it being an exempt organization at all, I don't believe. The only issue is whether they own the property or whether they rent the property. But again, we can find out, I think, by tomorrow. So you won't have to bother going to the DOE, to the state.
They were, Chuck, when I bought the property, the church was there, but they were having a hard time. He didn't have hardly any members, and he was paying, I think, like $1,000 a month rent, and I did away with the rent. I paid the utilities and all of them for a while, and then eventually, the last year or so, they've been paying the utilities, and I still don't charge them any rent.
Okay. Well, if you all like, I'll email the state attorney and see if I can get an answer on that.
That's fine.
But if you do find that this is correct, I would like to have a refund on my money I paid.
Okay.
Since, if it wasn't due, I shouldn't have been paying it. Like I say, I plead ignorance on that part.
Now, we can only go back. You'll have to explain that to him, if that be the case.
Dwight, we'll take a look at what all our options are and what's available to us, and we'll remedy whatever we can within the limits, parameters of Missouri law, and we'll address it.
Right.
We're asking Chuck to find the answer on that for us, and we'll get back with you ASAP.
I think it's a little bit different situation, since if it wasn't really due to start with, I mean, if I didn't know it, then I should be able to get the money back.
I understand.
It's a little bit different than, you know, paying regular taxes and trying to get some of that back.
Dwight, I didn't write that down. When was it you said they started in there?
No. They started the church, I think, in July 2009. I think you still have that license?
She's going to make a copy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it on there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Thanks.
And I purchased the property in September of 2009.
The last parcel, if I'm not mistaken, is Sadie's?
Mm-hmm, that's correct. And really, I haven't done a very good job on Sadie's. Sadie's is leased out, and the last, it's like all the rest of the business, it's the last several years. It started off about 5 years ago, he was paying $110,000 a year lease. Last year, he was supposed to pay $70,000, and I got $20,000. So, restaurants are suffering just like all the rest of the buildings, and it's hard to get a comparable because there's really not any more restaurants down 76 like it. And if one closes up, why, if they go broke, they close up and eventually become a Mexican restaurant or Chinese. But it's hard to find comparables. But I know I've got the K-1s. For the last 3 years, and whenever your taxes are as much or even more than what you make on the property, I think, you know, I could look at getting something done about it. The taxes on Sadie runs around, this last year was $10,081, and the income from the property for 2012 was $19,000.
So this is a 32-year-old structure.
I've got copies of this, of the K-1 for the restaurant if you need them. But anyway, I don't know if you've got any kind of, like a hotel, do you have any kind of values per square foot for restaurants in Branson, or how do you Chuck, how do you determine the value of one?
The way we appraise is we measure the building, you get square feet, the type of construction, and we don't have anything to calculate as far as what kind of a commercial building. It's just the type of construction that it is. They just plug that all into this cost system, and it brings up a value. So no, I don't have any comparisons on.
It's hard to get some comparisons, really, for, like I say, for the business, for the restaurant. But I know there's a lot of them been closed up and broke, and it's just a tough business. But like I say, when your taxes are more than what you bring in, I think they're too high.
New. This one's 80 or 32 years old.
might have a storm, maybe they get all the Charlie.
Brandon.
If we were trying to find comparables, the way what would be, we thought of Charlie's, but it's brand new after the tornado.
The one there on 76 that Dr. Small built, he built it, I think, like a year or two after we built Sadie's, and it's almost identical. Now it's, a lounge and a restaurant.
Rowdy Beaver.
Yeah. It used to be a restaurant just like Sadie's.
Yeah.
I mean, identical. They served the buffet and all of it exactly the same, but.
Or it used to be McGuffey's.
Yeah, that was
the Shorty Falls now, or is it?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the one Andy Williams built.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the owner of those? That's going to be listed on there, right?
Yeah, it's.
Maybe Debbie, his wife or a widow.
Suggestions, Jeff?
Well, it's been the same value since 2007. There's been no change in value since 07. And the depreciation is at 80%. Hang on, let me go back to. The calculation depreciation should be 58% according to the Honeycutt system, which doesn't lower it a whole lot, only lowers it like $30,000 or something, if I remember right. Let me get back to that screen. Oh, yeah. The improvement, the restaurant improvement, not counting floodlights and concrete and this, that, and the other, is on at $269,995, which is 80%. And it should be on at 58%, which gives you the $232,120. You buy that?
Is that who he is?
It shows SSS Enterprises. Is that the... Yeah. So, in other words, we can depreciate it some more like it probably should be since it was built in 82, but it only makes about $35,000 difference.
Valuation.
In the valuation, yes, sir. Which it's on for $616,115. I guess you all got that.
If you look at Shoney's, the land is less and the building is quite a bit newer and not much more.
Oh my gosh.
What about the plantation?
What's the land on the Shoney's?
Land on Shoney's is 205. Land on Applebee's is like 170.
If you're looking something to put a hat on, the land on Sadie's is 3.5 square foot. We've seen some of the others that have been here, so that's too high.
So that's what I mean. The land's at $350,000. It probably needs to be in the less. Again, Applebee's is more land. It's at 187.
So you're...
The building's newer, and how big is your guys' building, do you know?
I don't know how many square feet there is.
You know, I think, without going back and looking, I want to say Applebee's is bigger and a lot newer, and the building's at 323 versus 314 for...
We got 6761, Brandon, as far as square feet.
Is that the adjusted or is that...
Adjusted. Because it's two stories. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what I'm thinking?
No, it has been there. Okay, let's go back. Oh, I can do my... Somebody show me how to do that.
Brandon, if we address the land at 50% value, I'm showing land on for 301,868.
Yeah.
If you set it at 150 and then you accept $37,000 in appreciation, that's $187,000 off the 616 and 15.
What'd you say it was on for, Chuck, the land? 250? 350. That's, with what we've been doing out there on that, that's way too high. You ought to move, you're moving it to 150, Ron, but $2 is more of what we've done on the others. And that, then that has to be adjusted. It has to, I mean, we've got it on it more than everything else. We've done $2 on some others on the...
We're at 350.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said if you cut that down to 150, that was subtracted $2.
Well, I meant set it at $2 instead of the...
150. So that'd be higher.
I just would like to set it to at what the others are that we've been adjusting that are...
Okay, there's the restaurant he was talking about. And there's the feet, which is more. Now I want to go back over here.
Figure out what that would be on there.
Yeah.
I'm not mistaken. I didn't know exactly what square foot it was based against. I divided the 301,868 by 350 and I took it times 2. Addresses the land, that doesn't address the improvements though.
Right, but then whenever you make your depreciation on the restaurant itself, that makes it way more reasonable. Yeah.
Actually, it would go from the 269.95 to, did I hear you right, Chuck, 232.120?
On land?
With the depreciation?
On the building.
Yes.
Give me that number again.
Well, that number I came up with is a 58% depreciation. Just got it down to 232.
Yeah, but you said something about lowering it from there because it's an 82 model.
Well, that 58% arise from it being an 82 model.
And that's off your Honeycutt system?
Off the Honeycutt.
Because it's on at 80% good now.
Because it's on at 80% good currently.
Right.
Override. It's over. For what it's worth, the Rowdy Beaver is a bigger building, and there's other buildings on the property, but the improvement is on at 150, or we've got yours on at 260-something. So
right.
Looks like it's definitely considerable too high.
Well, give us some recommendation on that, on the structure then, Chuck, if we understand that. that facility is quite a bit bigger, and we've already got the property kind of set. That'll let us move forward with. Do you have another comparable, and you could just put the two together, and we'll percentage it out?
The numbers I'm running at, Todd. Maybe lower at 100,000 or so on the, go from 262 to 162, but that's just numbers I'm grabbing on a percentage.
Yeah. Because he's on now at 616, and that would be. So you're thinking 162? Is that what you said?
Yep. On the improvement.
Right. And we've got 172,496 on the land if we move it to the $2.
That'd be 334,496.
Give me that number again.
334,496.
Thoughts, young lady?
Is that what you get?
No, I was just running your numbers with you.
If you're looking at 162, is that what you said on improvements?
The number I grabbed, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you use 172,496 on the land. You're looking at 334,496.
I'm going to make a motion to that effect. I'm going to say this and recommended upon the recommendation of the assessor
building
on the property. It's number 31 is what I've got. 32. Well, on number 32, then.
Cool enough.
334,496.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to set the valuation of BOE number 2014-32 at 334,496. Total appraised value. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. And Mr. Piddle is going to find an answer for you on property number 2014-31, and then we're going to get back with you on that one. Was there, I think that was it, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I guess you might ask right about the value. Do you think that, I think if I remember right, I got it on at like 515 or something on the funeral home?
I don't remember, Chuck.
In case it's not exemptable, we can cross that bridge later.
I started looking at some comps on that around it, and land was.
We can cross that bridge later, I guess.
Yeah, I was just going to tear the building down, but because I was using it as a charge, so I left it there.
He probably doesn't want to reveal what he paid for it.
If you want me to get sick, I'll tell you.
No, don't do that.
Don't want to see that.
I mean, if you go back that many years, property was worth a lot more.
Yeah.
But it's, hopefully someday it'll come back.
Gentlemen, if there's no objection, let's stand in recess for just a couple of minutes, and then we'll take the Kimberlands.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.